From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A defiant Donald Trump says there is zero chance he will quit the race for president, even though several high-profile Republicans are distancing themselves from the candidate. After the release of a video on Friday in which Trump made lewd comments about women, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and others, including former National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, have come out against Trump. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence of Indiana, Trump's running mate, said he could not condone or defend the candidate's statements. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani met with Trump and his team at the Trump Tower Saturday. Afterwards, he said the candidate has no plans to drop out of the race.
And this is basically the insiders against the outsiders anyway. Donald Trump is the populist candidate. Most of the people that have turned on him are members of the establishment. So I would see this as, if you want change in Washington, you vote for Donald Trump. If you want to keep things the same, you vote for Hillary Clinton.
Trump has issued an apology early Saturday morning, saying the words on the tape do not reflect who he is now. A weakened Hurricane Matthew neared the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean and along the U.S. East Coast after killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. Late Saturday, the hurricane center was 85 kilometers off Cape Fear, North Carolina, moving slowly away from the coast. Sustained winds measured 120 kilometers per hour. Serious flooding was reported in many areas along a 950-kilometer stretch of the U.S. East Coast from Florida to North Carolina. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed a French-drafted U.N. Security Council resolution that would have demanded an immediate end to airstrikes in Syria. France had called for an end to all flights over the city of Aleppo, which has been the site of horrendous bombardments by Russian and Syrian aircraft, including an attack on a hospital Thursday that left 20 people dead. Russia has backed the Assad government with a year-long air campaign. U.S. Ambassador David Pressman said Saturday that the vote could be the end of Aleppo.
The U.N. Special Envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause.
A rival resolution, that is, by the Russian government calling for separation of moderate and extremist forces in Syria did not pass because it failed to get the needed 9 yes votes. Meanwhile, fighting continued Saturday in Syria with government forces reporting the takeover of an area on Aleppo's northern outskirts. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government forces also recaptured several towns from rebels in Hama's northern countryside and in the town of Al-Hamech, northwest of Damascus. An airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition killed 82 people and wounded hundreds of others attending a funeral at a hall in the capital city of Sana'a, Yemen. Witnesses say that one missile hit the hall and another landed nearby during the funeral for the father of Galal al-Rawishan, the interior minister, of the rebel Houthi government. Al-Rawishan is reported to have been seriously injured. Witnesses are blaming the strike on the Saudi-led coalition that supports the internationally recognized government of President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. A source with the Saudi-led coalition told Reuters news agency the coalition had no role in the attack. German police are searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Authorities detained 3 people known to al-Bakr after they found explosives in an apartment they raided while looking for him in the eastern city of Chemnitz. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer. Police shot dead the assailants in both instances. Security forces in Bangladesh killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group there. Those killed were members of the banned group Jumatul Mujahideen Bangladesh, which is blamed for a deadly attack on a cafe in Dhaka in July that left 22 people dead, including 17 foreigners. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.